Who's speaking?
Jim Haney.
Jim, listen, are you the feller that owns that land out there, the east side of Highway 69?
The east side? Where at?
About old, a couple of miles north of the big cabin out there.
Yeah?
Well, listen, I just leased the land north of y'all down there.
North?
North of y'all, just north of that coal place, old coal place.
Yeah.
Listen, you run some cattle out there?
Yeah, I've got cattle out on my place.
Well, listen, you's the feller I need to get a hold of. My wife, Sharon Jean, was out there yesterday of an afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And she's out there picking wildflowers and such.
Yeah.
And a couple of your cows got out of the fence over there and come over there and started chasing after her.
Yeah.
And by God, she fell and twisted her leg in a gopher hole or something down there and broke both her daggum arms.
Well, I've been earned.
By God. And listen, you know, of course, she got two broke arms, and that ain't the half of it.
Yeah?
We was counting on income. She was collecting them wallflowers out there. She makes flower arrangements for centerpieces.
Uh-huh.
We make money if she's an arts and crafts woman.
Yeah.
Makes money, and listen, she ain't gonna be able to do that now, and I need to get some satisfaction out of this, some money out of somebody, because...
Where was your wife at?
She's out there in the field.
In my pasture?
No, she's in our pasture. Your dadgum cows got out over into our land.
Well, now, wait a minute. What are you talking about? What land you talking about?
I'm talking about the land north of your place.
No.
By God.
There's a boy by the name of Kevin owns that.
By God, I lease it now. My name is Roy D. Mercer, and my wife is out there, and she got two broke arms. And listen, we're going to have some money. We made about $2,000 last year from them centerpieces.
Yeah. Well, I just talked to that man, and he's running cattle on there.
By God, it ain't the land you're thinking about. I'm coming by today to get a check from you.
Well, I don't know about that, buddy.
Well, then how about you get an ass whooping?
Where you live at?
By God, I'm going to live right on your front porch till I get some money out of you.
Where you living at now?
It ain't none of your damn business. I'm coming over to where you're at, and I'm... Well,
never getting back on the phone.
Slow fuse, but it finally went.
Hello.
Now, listen, you hang up on me, and that's just going to be another reason I'm going to get upset about this. I'm trying to take care of this like a gentleman.
Hey, buddy, I don't know you. I don't know nothing that's happened.
Well, by God, she's got two broke arms, and she can't make us an income from her arts and crafts, and I guarantee you, like I said, we're going to have to get one of them LPMs to come down here, take care of her, you know, because she got bathroom duties. I ain't going to take care of them.
I don't know. I don't know a thing that you're talking about, bud.
How big a boy are you?
I don't know.
Why don't you know? Look in the mirror.
I handle myself.
Are you going to be there all day?
Well, I imagine.
You might just get me a checkmate after this LPM. I called a male nurse to come out here to take care of her bathroom chores. A J.V. Haney?
Who?
A J.V. Haney. Nurse J.V. Haney.
Where in the hell are you at?
Good morning, Jim.
Jim, how in the hell are you?
Well, I'm doing all right. Now, you guys done this here like they done me here about 8 years ago.
Oh, really?
On my birthday.
Is that right?
You must be an easy target.
Oh, let me tell you what happened.
Your legs must be out of socket from them getting pulled all the time.
Let me tell you what happened here.
What?
On my birthday, they had hired a damn bunny girl out of Tulsa to come around and put the pictures on there.
That sounds like
a bunny girl.
One of them bunny girls.
That's what it was.
Oh, well, you know what, Jim? We didn't go near that much trouble.
No, we didn't. Although we do have chinchilla G-strings.
There you go.
Did she ask you how big a boy you were, too?
Uh-huh.